There's a lot of people that are into the organization for the heritage and culture reasons. They are learning a lot of the culture from the home country. It is also a fraternal benefit society, still does support each other. And so there is insurance products out there that also help support our culture, dreams and activities that we have. A number of the districts throughout the United States have youth camps. District 2 is fortunate enough to have 3 youth camps.
Tell me about this trip to Petersburg. You're bringing some youth with you.
We are bringing some of the youth up here to experience some of the life up here in Alaska.
Anika, is this your first time to Alaska?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think about it so far?
It's gorgeous. And I was a little bit culture shocked at the size of the town because I come from a town that's much bigger than this. But everybody's been incredibly friendly, and everywhere we go, Sally Dwyer seems to know somebody. So that's been pretty interesting.
And Diana, you're from Washington, and you're 16. How's it going for you?
Again, a little bit of a culture shock. It's a lot smaller and a lot more of a close-knit community than it is back home. Yeah, it's really beautiful up here.
So both of you have Norwegian roots?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
You both have blonde hair and blue eyes. When did you know growing up, you know, about your roots? Was it something that you were taught right away when you were little?
I grew up in the lodge. My parents joined when I was about 2, and I've grown up, I mean, always knowing that I was Norwegian. We do all of the Norwegian celebrations. We do Christmas on Christmas Eve. As soon as I was old enough, I started taking language lessons and going to the camps and doing a lot with our lodge. My grandma's from Norway, so I always was around that, and it's always been a really big part of our family to know about where we come from and what the heritage is like there.
And what about you, Diana? When did you find out that you were, you know, Norwegian and had this history?
It's been all of my life, really. I think my first Sons of Norway event, I was, what?
2 weeks old.
Two weeks old. I was at a lutefisk dinner. Yeah, so I've grown up in the lodge. It's like a second home. It's like a second family.
So for your friends who aren't Norwegian, you know, in high school.
Like,
how do you describe it to them or explain it?
For me, it's, I have a lot of friends that are like, well, why does it matter where you come from? You're an American. You know, you live in Idaho, you're Idahoan. For me, it's, I've always just kind of been raised around it, so I have to remember that not everybody knows where they come from. So I try to explain to them that, well, I still have family in Norway that I have never met. And it's kind of, knowing where you come from helps kind of shape who you want to be. And it's always my goal to get to Norway. And the more you learn about a place, the more you fall in love with it. So the more that I learn about Norway, the more I fall in love with it and the people there. And then my friends thought it was a little bit strange because I just took my senior pictures. And I chose to wear my traditional Norwegian bunad, which is not the normal outfit for senior pictures. But I chose to do those, and one of them might actually end up being in the yearbook because, to me, showing where I come from is a very important thing.
And has learning that culture, has that changed your relationship with your grandma?
Yeah, because I kind of understand how she is. She's a very traditional Norwegian woman, and she's definitely quieter. And she, when I was younger, I didn't know how to act around her, but the more that I understand kind of where she grew up and how she grew up, I'm able to talk to her about different things and learn what it was like for her when she was back in Norway and what her family had to do to come here. Because, I mean, they immigrated in the 70s and her parents they did not know how to speak English. So hearing the stories about how she was one of the first to learn English and then having to teach her parents that, realizing how quickly she had to grow up and why she is the way that she is now.
What do you tell your friends, Diana?
So many things. I mean, I have a lot of friends that have kind of come and like helped at my lodge because they've realized how much it's like another little family. Like my best friend, she's very into her mom is actually Native Alaskan, so she's very into her whole like Native culture, and it's kind of the same thing where she realizes like it's another family to you, like the Native family is to her. And so a lot of my friends understand where, like, it's another part of you we all have something that's like that, where it's just another thing that helps you grow and kind of become the person that you are.